Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to turn your life around, to put you on the road to heaven. Praise God. I'm telling you, the Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost film ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. We had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed in March of 2020. We're in March of 2023. We're coming out of the coronavirus and we're getting ready to go back and do what the Lord called us to do, to work in the jails and prisons. Praise God. We're on this month. We have this powerful message talking about our subject was treating people right. But in order to do so, you got to be full of the power of God. We got to be saved. Be full of the Spirit, praise God. Amen. We plan no heaven church with the message. Go call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Those you're incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, the Lord Jesus come to take sin out the sinner. Yeah, that's what save is all about. When the Lord takes sin out the sinner and make you a child of God. You can't serve God in sin. Nobody can serve God in sin. So in order for you to serve the Lord, then you got to be holy. Because God loves holy. Because the Lord says so. In 1 Peter 1:15, in 1:16, where it says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord." That's what he said. For it's written, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." So the Lord wants us to be holy. And holiness is a life that will get inside of us, causes us to obey his commandments, keep his stature, walk in his ways. People say you can't keep the commandments because the devil can't live right. That's a life of a sinner. A sinner can't live right. That's why a sinner commits sin. But Jesus come to take sin out the sinner. So you won't be a sinner no more. Praise God. You can't be saved in sin too. I'm telling you, Jesus come to take the sin out the sinner. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what you get saved for. Get saved from sin. I'm saved from sin. Praise God. I can live a clean life because Jesus lives on the inside. I'm telling you, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, that means you women too. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things, not some things, but all things become new. Jesus moves in. The devil is cast out. Light and darkness don't mix. Oil and water don't mix. So you cannot be a child of God and be a sinner too. Now I'm putting on radio so people can understand and know that. Because people, you must be clean. Because the Bible declares in St. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Not the so-called saved sinners. I don't know where in the world people get that from. That's some made up. Ain't no such thing as a saved sinner. I tell you, when the Lord saves you, sin goes out of your heart. And people need to understand and know that. Stop playing church. Praise God. Amen. Titus 2:7, Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say?
In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine.
Showing yourself a pattern of good works. When you get delivered and get saved, get washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified holy, I'm telling you, filled and running over with the power of the Holy Ghost, you got a desire to please the Lord. live right. Amen. Let your light shine. Let people know I'm a child of God. I don't curse like the world. I don't molest kids like the world. I don't commit fornication and adultery like the world. But I live a life clean and pure before God. You are a pattern of good works in doctrine. You believe in holiness, living holy, living free from sin, dressing holy. I'm telling you, doctrine don't hurt you because you want to be more like Jesus. You heard me? We sang the song, Missionary Velvet, to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus.
Amen.
How long to be like him?
Be like him.
So meek and lowly, holy, so humble and holy. How I long to be like him. Jesus. You want to be like Jesus. But when people is not delivered, when they still got the Adam nature in them, instead they want to be like the world. They look like the world. They act like the world. They dress like the world. Because the world is still in their heart. You heard me? But when the Lord delivers you and sets you free, the world comes out and Jesus moves in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. And therefore, you want to be like Jesus. Praise God. A pattern of good works in doctrine.
Showing uncorruptedness.
Letting you know you live holy every day, every night, from Monday through Friday, day and night. Saturday and Sunday, day and night. Living for Jesus. Praise God. Amen. That's when you're sure enough got it, like the Bible said. You are sanctified, filled with the Spirit. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, people that can't live like that need to be delivered. Glory to God. Amen. We sang the song, When You See Me Coming, I got him on my mind.
Right.
I got Jesus on my mind. Praise God. I'm telling you, amen. I preach old-fashioned holiness. I'm a holiness preacher. Glory to God. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary
Gravity.
Bell? Amen. Got power. You got power to live right. Because Jesus give you power. Power to tread over top of the devil. Power to love your enemies. Forgive those that done you wrong. Return good for evil. You got the power to treat people right. Because you got Jesus walking and talking in you. And the Bible said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You look that devil in the eye and say, Satan, what I have been, I'm not going to be that way anymore. Because Jesus made the change. Amen. I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. The blood done signed my name on heaven's road. I got a seat in the kingdom. Hanamahanda, Hidamahaya. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. It make you want to shout and cut a step. Called Jesus done set you free. And I'm telling you, like he said in St. John 8:36, Missionary Velvet, he that the Son set free is free indeed.
Amen.
He give you a deed to your freedom.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Feel like having church over that? Glory to God. I'm telling you, what did that Bible say, Missionary Bell?
Sincerity.
Amen. You're true. You're sincere. You're not no crook. So many people got hidden sins. Thank you. Nobody don't know it. God knows it. He sees in your secret chambers. He sees in your heart. He sees when you got something, iniquity hid. You can't go to heaven, got iniquity in your heart. Got hidden sins in your heart. But you need to be true. You need to be honest. Because Jesus wants honest people. When you're honest, it goes a long ways with God. Because a liar cannot tarry in his sight. I'm telling you, because God can see right through you. I'm telling you, see right through you. Glory to God. Amen. That's why we need to be sincere. Be honest. What did the Bible say, Missionary Bell?
Sound speech. They cannot be condemned.
Let you know when you living holy, living free from sin, letting your light shine. When you talk, people know you're real. Amen. I'm telling you, because God wants people that is real. He don't want nobody that's a hypocrite. He don't want nobody saying one thing and doing another. But he wants people to live what you talk about. Live the life you sing about. I'm telling you, if you can't live the life you sing about, then you need to go back to the altar and pray and get saved. You hear me? Praise God. Because Jesus wants you to live it. You hear me? Glory to God. It's time to live this life. Glory to God. We sang the song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine." Live right on the job among them sinners. Live right in the schools. Live right everywhere you go, everywhere you be. Because God is watching. He's looking. And all we do and say, He's gonna judge one day. I'm telling you, it's time to live right, people. Treat people right. Love one another. Keep His commandments. I'm telling you, glory to God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, let all the people with mercy, though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in their heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. You want to change their lives. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise Him, praise Him. The song said, Jesus is mine. You need to let Jesus become yours and completely in your life. You hear Ella Holmes when he preached and said we'd be able to deny ourselves and allow God to set us free. And I said, you believe that prayer and that message, you have been set free. And hold on to that and don't let it go. And continue to build upon that, because Jesus wants what's best for you. It is the reason why he was born and he died for the whole wide world, what's best for us. Dover Haven Prison Bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. I mean, he has a plan and a purpose for you. You are not forgotten. You are important to him. All you have to do is open your arms wide and say, Jesus, come on in. I need you to mold me and make me. Dover in the free web, thank you for your prayer support of our ministry. The Lord also can mold and make you too. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, He is able to perform. You give God a chance, and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Amen. Praise God. We got to be able to go into the jails and prison to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Those of you that speak the Spanish language, write us for Spanish material called Jesus Love the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. Praise God. Click on it as many times as you want to. Hear the broadcasts and be blessed. Praise God. To the next broadcast, this Chaplain William Holmes, along with one of the companions, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.